everybody. Well, today is Saturday. Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And the date today is the 14th of October. And the year is 2017. So here we go. Let's clear the date for everyone. Releasing you from the stage. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's energize the light beam. The light beam's on your monitor screen to bring you peace. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation happening, let's clear that for you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll bring Ann on. So are you around, Ann?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron. Good evening, everyone. Welcome. It's the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Tonight is Saturday, so that means it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So later in the show, probably around 1:45, Ron will take us on a trip to the Creation Lightship for physical healing. That means we're actually physically there, bilocated by Ron, and we will be worked on by Lightship doctors. You'll want to be a little prepared for that. You need to request what it is you'd like them to work on. So be ready to either say it out loud or have it written down near you or on you or something, the one item you'd like worked on. Also, it's while we're on the Lightship, it's where we were all created. And everything of nature was created. So we can visit rooms and experience different energies of the pure source energies of different things of nature. So please send in any requests of, we've been getting so many great ones lately, of any nature being or energy that you'd like to experience the pure source energy of. And if you have any send those and any questions, comments, or testimonials to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Somebody wrote in and said there seems to be a problem on the BBS page, but so we may not be able to use the fast chat tonight, but you can still send in an email, and we'll be getting that fixed hopefully by the next show on Monday. So, Ron, last evening on Friday night show, you did something very interesting. You put us all in the moment, which is what you are experiencing all the time. Well, first you suggested that we read something, and then you put us very powerfully in the moment and then had us try to read the same thing again. And so one listener wrote in, I got mid-sentence and saw a blue flash and just stopped reading, and I couldn't read on. And I know it was, for me, I couldn't. We just got in something from the fast chat, so maybe it's been fixed already. Okay. All right, here's a question. When I am tired, Ron, sometimes when I'm tired at bedtime, I can look at something and it will move like it has moving parts on it. I stare and to see if it'll stop, and then when I look away, it can happen or keep happening if I look away again. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay. We're starting to get room requests in.
It could be possible that as you stare and look away and come back to it, you could be on a different timeline.
Right. Right, that makes sense. So listeners write in to us. Actually, Ron requested this, and everyone does enjoy hearing about this. We love to hear about archives that people have enjoyed listening to. So one of our listeners in Australia wrote in, Ron, that they were listening to an archive from 2007. It was July 25th, and you talked about, I'm just going to click on it quickly here, you talked about How to Clear Your Emotions and Judgments. And I remember this talk, and you, someone was saying, well, you know, how can you clear yourself if you don't do any, even can't do or don't do any healings? And you gave this whole process about how to cure yourself of judgment. Go to a mall or someplace where there's a lot of people, and don't just sit there until you don't have any judgments. So this very kind and nice listener actually typed up the whole transcript of what you taught on that show. So I will ask our administrator to put that on the BBS page where we have the tips on the Fast Chat page for people. But if anyone wants me to send them a copy after the show, just send me a quick email and I'll send you a copy of what this gal typed up. It's very interesting. Do you remember that, Ron? Do you remember talking about that?
Not too much, no. But I do remember mentioning it maybe in other shows, possibly, but that show I don't remember.
Right, right. Well, it's a good one, and that's, I mean, I recommend to everyone to listen to the archives because there are really so many great ones, but that's a specific one you might want to try. Oh, we're getting things in now from the Fast Chat, so I guess it's fixed. That's good. Okay. Thank you. All right, so I'll move on to some questions, Ron. Because my father had mental health issues, I was always questioning if I have these genetic problems too. Before using the Creation Lightship clearings, I was a daydreamer. Now I try to stay in the moment. I feel so much better. Thank you.
Yep, that's good.
Yeah. I ran the Emotional Body Clearing Unlimited with a general clearing to heal my face in the photograph with my picture in front of it. Did this work, or should I put something else in the incident box?
No, that worked. It feels fine to me.
Oh, good. Good. It's always okay to write something after your name at the top. If you're, for instance, going to run something whole life again, like you've cleared your whole life, but now you want to clear up something that you see as an issue, maybe physical, and I don't know, there's some reason why you're going back in there, you can always write it next to your name and run it through your whole life again. Okay, another room request. Thank you. Okay. Somebody wrote in about their parallel lives. I can often see and be in my parallel life when about to drift asleep. They can seem more fun and exciting than my own life, so I would let myself view and talk to others. Since listening to Ron on his many shows, I came to learn that it was not the place to be, and started to quickly wake myself up and call my spirit self back to my body, and then do the mind-to-heart drop or command myself to the Creation Lightship timeline of now. Then, before drifting off again, I try to always command my spirit to stay in this body all night. I'm reminded to do so if I get up in the night for any reason. I also learn not to daydream anymore or let my mind wander as it takes me out of the present moment. I hope this helps others who are new or were in the habit of letting their mind wander. It just means we have been fragmented and taken to a dark side cloned planet. Thank you very much for sending that in. That's very good advice to call your spirit back anytime you drift a little bit, and also to make sure you command your spirit to stay in your body all night while you sleep. Okay. And someone wrote in, I think it was on the Wednesday show, you were talking about the poverty clearing, and a listener wrote in to remind people that the poverty clearing is included in the Prosperity Jumpstart Bundle. So thank you very much for sending that in. And someone's asking me to repeat the date of that archive, and I will. It was July 25th, 2007. Okay, Ron, another question. I have recently bought and used the unlimited whole life clearings for clone bodies, removing clone bodies from current lifetimes on cloned Earth and also clone planets. Will this clear the majority of clones that may be affecting me in this lifetime? Thank you for all your help.
I think it's worth a try to see what happens. You know, nothing is really, 100%, everything goes out when you do a clearing, You have to realize that, since you're dealing with time, aliens can change the time intervals and different matrices and everything else, and they'll be, causing you troubles. But you do a clearing, normally, the clearing will sort of release the energy which you're clearing, and if the aliens don't look too close to the situation, you'll be freed for a long time. But they run programs too, so if there's no program, they don't even want to know who you are. Well, back to you.
Right, right, good. Okay. So somebody wrote in, Ron, this is an interesting one because it's something we haven't talked about in quite a while. Dear Ron, I went into a gift shop in a town that felt very new age to me, and there were shelves and shelves of small crystal skulls. They didn't look or feel very good to me, and I noticed you have a crystal skull healing on your website. Do you think I need to clear those little skulls that I looked at?
Yeah, I would assume so, only because as you look at it, and it's typically maybe done by a machine, we'll say, probably in China, I would guess, and they're just little replicas of a larger one. The energy is still there on them for what they're being used or sold for. So should probably clear it. If you have a crystal skull, or maybe you have seen them in the past, probably got energetically corded to them, or it. So let's release that energy from you. Here we go. This will probably be more head-related. So releasing the energy from a crystal skull that you viewed. One, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we'll do what the crystal skull is transmitting to you. Here we go. Process 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Just see if you feel any changes. Maybe feel a bit lighter. Anyway, we'll just see what kind of comments we get here. Well, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, I just wanted to also say that you have a crystal skull energy cording clearing on the website. It costs $25 for 1 month. And we haven't talked about this in a long time, so I'm really happy that came up. Also, you can pay another $50, as with many of the healings, and have it for a whole life. Time. So for $75, if you've had any experience with crystal skulls, That's a really good idea. Now, if you know, I've talked about this years ago on shows, I know, but you know, there were people that had a crystal skull and you had to pay money to actually go talk to it. It had a name. I can't remember the name, and I don't want to right now. So that's why I have this healing, and you know, did it a long time ago to get that energy off of me. But when I saw that email, it reminded me, and I thought, it's the head, right? And you know, we've been talking about the brain lately. Do those skulls actually like attack our brain, Ron?
I don't think so.
Oh well, that's good. So they're just
it's
looking to court us in some way.
I don't think it'll hit your brain, but it will work with your consciousness.
Okay.
Work with your thinking, so it'll be more mind energy. I can do that again here. Let's release one more crystal skull energies. You may have more than one attached to you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Okay. And we'll just see how that feels for you.
Right. So please write in and let us know how you're feeling after that, if you had any effect, especially the person that sent in that email, if they're listening tonight, if they noticed some relief or release. And also, if anyone is now, with a few weeks passed since the placenta call, noticing any changes from that call, we would really enjoy hearing from you. We did get a lot of testimonials about that healing that you did, Ron, that was so powerful, and I know everyone appreciated it, but it just occurred to me today that, gee, maybe people are now noticing some things that happened. Oh, okay. It was great that Ron released the crystal skull energy we may have seen and then gotten corded. Right now, there are a lot of skulls being displayed for Halloween in the stores. They are creepy, but not crystal. Would the crystal cord clearing help with cording, that type of cording, or that negative energy?
Yeah, it could. I think it'd be worth giving that one a try. Because, you know, people who are wearing skulls on their shirts and stuff, very possibly aliens are there to capture people. So I think that'd be worth doing.
Okay, good. Yeah, there are a lot of, unpleasant, creepy, scary decorations, I guess, you know, for people get into the Halloween season, and I've never understood it, but okay. Oh, and if anyone else, felt something weird happen last night when Ron put us back in the put us into the now. And when we tried to then read something, which was kind of funny, you know, we would love to hear from you there as well. Okay, lots of room requests, people. Thank you very much. Okay, someone wrote in crystal skull clearing. I felt a huge release off of my left shoulder blade, and it jerked. And since I've been having pain there recently, that area now feels clear, and my head feels clear. Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if a person walked by the skulls or not, to see maybe how that interaction took place. So maybe they can read right in there.
Right. You mean if they've purchased them or purchased the healing?
No, if they just happen to go someplace where they had crystal skulls, as they had a little reprieve here from that energy.
Right, right. Oh, and someone wrote in, it costs $25.50 for the unlimited. Right. Thank you. Okay, and someone else asking about Halloween, if those would clear that too. Okay. We'll wait and see, Ron, if we get some more responses about that. In the meantime, somebody wrote in about their handler. I have a handler who insists on calling me every day and talking about everything in her life, from how her cat is using the litter to every detail of her life. I shrink wrap and do crown chakra closing and have said that it's not necessary to chat every day, yet she persists. I also have done the dark side practitioner and entity clearing and baptismal clearings on her. Any ideas of what to do about a persistent handler?
Boy, that's a good one. I don't know. If you get them upset enough with you, they may have someone else to come over and take their place. You know, you could try that. Don't want one, you know.
So, yeah, okay. I know there's one near me. I mean, I don't know if it's exactly a handler, but it's not persistent. Like, I mean, it's not every day like that, but it's so interesting, like, that how you see how they work, you can step back from it and see that this isn't a real person. It's a clone, and probably a clone that's being controlled directly by aliens. And then part of me just says, well, you know, we get this exchange over with and clear it. And like, for in my case, I guess I would say I'd rather not find out what it gets replaced with because I've learned to manage the one that I know about. Okay. But, yeah, maybe some other listeners have some ideas for that person to get rid of. That is almost like, I wonder if it's a family member. They didn't say, but I think people deal with that kind of thing with family too, calling every day and stuff. Okay. Oh, okay. Here's a nice email and some questions. It is wonderful to listen to the archives and receive intel from Ron with regard to the latest alien tricks, only to be eliminated by Ron and the time-traveling soldiers. Well done. And then they have some questions. First question, is there a maximum number of words one may list in the alien keyword intercept disconnection clearing?
Well, you just keep it as short as possible.
Right. And I think you've said in the past, Ron, that, you know, if it's more than one word, they should go kind of go together, like your address, or, you know, you can put in your whole address all the way through to the zip code. And you even said, I believe, one time that if it's a song that's stuck in your head you want to clear, you could put that whole thing in because it has to do with, it's sort of one subject. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. And then next question, can one list systems? For example, a political system, a judicial system, a medical system?
No, I don't think so. It's more off with. It's just to help you, not to help the world. Well, back to you.
Right. Okay. And then, okay. May you list numbers, addresses, symbols, and insignia by name? And that's a yes. And may I list imposter fake masters by name with their etheric retreats also by name, with reference to New Age teachings?
Well, if it's connected to you a lot, yeah, you know. But typically you should be more in the moment, and maybe that stuff should be dropping away from you. Back to you.
Right, right. I have done it with names, and when I would suggest that when you can for to this person that they also do the natal barcode clearing, and you might want to take note of whatever you do clear in the alien keyword intercept, so that when you get the natal barcode, you can clear the same words in there and the same things. Because I always do them together at the natal barcode and the alien keyword intercept, and it feels really more thorough. Okay. Lastly, these imposter masters and their hierarchy courted, attributed specific music, places, flowers, colors, mountains, animals, trees, insignia, etc. to them. So does that mean when ignorant humans play a song or mention a flower or mountain that energies flow to them?
Boy. Answer could be a yes. It all depends on how the energetic cording behaves, you know, for you. Maybe you're directed or guided. Word guided, but you're slowly integrating yourself into that type of energy. So yeah, it could be, you know, courting you, and that would be detrimental. Remember, you want to be in the now. So the dark side normally can very sneakily and slowly bring you into a situation without you even knowing about it. Back to you.
Okay. So this listener I didn't mention, Ron, is from South Africa, and she adds, I have attached some beautiful photos taken recently in the Cape region. The sky seems to be a bright blue, and the color of the flowers crisper, vibrant, and real. We try to spend as much time as possible in nature to remain in peace. I trust that we are perhaps on the pre-ascension earth as we do as often as possible the mind-to-heart drop and stay in the now. And I don't know if you saw these pictures yet, Ron. I believe she sent them to you as well, and they're very beautiful. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Okay, so someone did write in, Ron, about the placenta call. Thank you for asking. So I notice how much more light, flexible, and youthful my body feels. I feel clarity in my mind, confident and strong in my thoughts and choices. I can't tolerate rudeness, disrespect, and unnecessary confrontation. I can't tolerate rudeness with sweetness and kind acceptance. Instead, I am firm, polite, and walk away, Renee. I see and know people's agendas easily and don't engage if they aren't in harmony with my truth. Each day I feel more of who I really am. Thank you so very much to you, Ron, and the Light Being Doctors for all you do.
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah. And I do really feel that it takes a little time to even understand exactly how these healings have helped. Oh, somebody wrote in with a really good suggestion. There is another clearing Ron has called the Organization Affiliation, which you did a special healing on one time, and then there's the whole life clearing for it. So this listener is suggesting those systems could be, if they are affecting you, as Ron said, you don't want to just go, oh, I read about this thing that's happening over here and that doesn't sound good, I'll clear it. You only want to clear things as they pertain to you. but you could clear, for instance, a medical organization to get yourself away from it if you've been attacked or hurt in some way. Right, Ron?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, skull clearing. Thanks. Yes, I feel a nice, relaxed space in my forehead. Thanks, Ron. I was never happy about the crystal skull that was placed at the foot of our crystal altar at a place I used to attend occasionally when I didn't know I was on the dark side of light.
Yeah, that's good, too.
Yeah. Yes, the light of the darkness. Okay. Okay, for the person that wrote in about the handler, someone wrote in to say, put their name in the natal barcode and alien keyword intercept we were just talking about, along with the word handler. This helped me. That sound like a good idea to you, Ron?
Yes, it does. That's good.
Okay, to get rid of a handler. Someone else wrote in, who used to be a friend, I had to let go as a friend moved away. Oh, and tried to guilt me into staying their friend. Yeah. I understand. Those are things that happen. Okay. Okay. Someone's writing in about we were talking about that, I'm not sure what they mean here. Okay, someone wrote in, I think, about the invisibility during the Philadelphia experiment or that time-traveling thing. Time travel is described by a green color or blue. Oh, okay, so you have the blue death ray clearing and the mist, blue mist clearing, green mist rather, and they're wondering, I guess, is it connected in some way to time travel? And that's part of the reason we need to clear those energies.
I never thought about that. It is slightly, yes, but I didn't really intend to have it clear your parallel lives and things, but you can try that. Yeah, it is slightly connected to it. That's that blue death ray energy.
Oh, that's very interesting. Okay. So this Sunday, tomorrow, at 10 a.m. Pacific time, Ron will be hosting a live healing call that lasts for 7 hours. There's a lot of water charging and all sorts of healing and time for you to request your healing similarly to this evening. This evening will be, you know, of course, a much shorter trip. But I want to remind everybody that that is tomorrow, and you can sign up for that on Ron's website. Even if you can't call in and be on the show live, you may be a registered absentee and still participate and get all of the energy and all the healings. It's really wonderful. So we have a question about that, Ron. I am on the October Sunday intensive. Is it okay to do other clearings throughout the week? I want to do the crown chakra clearing because of the people I will be around.
Yeah, you can do that, yeah. And remember, you're in quarantine throughout the whole month. We'll just say 30 days since the first eight-hour call starts. So, you know, you'll be on that for 30 days in quarantine. Besides, you know, the Sunday calls that we have. You could even do clearings, if you like, during the 7-hour call, too. Well, back to you.
Yeah, I can't think of any reason to ever hesitate or stop doing the clearing. Okay, so someone has a question about the crown chakra alien courting disconnection, which is a fantastic healing that if you're unaware of, you might want to, you know, take a look at that. It's really a wonderful one. So this person has some questions. Can I do all the steps with the square check off boxes at once? So the part one, which has the seven chakras, you can either go through that and do it one at a time or check all the boxes. And I'll just share what I do, which is when I'm first opening it up, I go through each chakra and front and back individually, but then I let it accumulate and keep the boxes checked. Is there anything you want to add to that, Ron? Is that okay to do?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. And then on part two, with the body parts, you can check all of those as well. I've done it both ways. You can't check the last one, which is custom, because it will uncheck all the ones above it. So you can either pick body parts that you feel might be being corded or attacked, which would be anywhere you have any pain or sensations or past injuries or whatever you feel is going on. Or you can do custom and write in something. And the next question, if I check off all these parts in parts one and two, how long should I run it?
That's kind of up to you.
Right. And then at the part three, this is these are great questions because it's really a great way to describe the healing for people listening. Part three then has body energy shrink wrap, entity removal, spirit retrieval, and spirit integration. And they have to be done separately, so same question, how long for each one is recommended?
Boy, I can't answer that one. I don't know. I don't have the page in front of me.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that I leave that on all the time, checked off with it, body energy shrink wrap, and then I will sometimes open another page. Just recently, a listener recommended that doing the entity removal on here really helped them a lot, even though they also already had the whole life entity clearing, as I do, and I kind of think this listener does too. So I would experiment and try it. And then, of course, spirit retrieval is very powerful to do. And the only one I don't do on here is spirit integration because I keep the spirit integration running all the time on the alien oxygen code clearing. So I hope that's helpful. So you can play with these whatever way you want and check them out. But the shrink wrap one is really good to leave on all the time, I feel, especially if you're going out. Okay, Ron, does it feel like a good time to go to the light ship?
Yep, let's do that. So this only works live. Oh, here we go. If you're hearing us on an archive, you can still feel the wonderful peace energy. So you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And you're going to be out of time as you're bilocated to the light ship. So here we go. Going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're in the hot tub room for detox. Looks like floating magnets to help ease pain. Seeing a room that looks like, plants. It's, a plant room. So here we go. Oh, bring the energy in for all these. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Do you have a room that we can go into, Ann?
Yes, Ron. The otter room.
Otters. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
The amethyst detox area.
Okay, here we go to amethyst room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay.
The waterfall room.
Here comes this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
And the healing magnets room.
Okay, here we go. So if you have any pain, put your hand where your pain is and put some magnets there. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke.
Okay, the elephant room.
And here they come. Request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's great. Okay. We'll do one more room, Ann.
Okay, the dragon room.
Okay, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Kiddo.
Okay.
Coming back by ship. So here we go. Coming back down. And you having your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants with you. Coming down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Wow. That was extremely, extremely relaxing. And healing. So thank you very much. And also I want to add that I talked about tomorrow there being the 7-hour healing intensive, but there is still another one for the month of October, which is the next Sunday, the 22nd. And then the weekend after that, of course, Ron will be at the New Life Expo in New York City. So if you're on the East Coast, or especially right near New York, you would really probably enjoy going to meet Ron in person and going to visit his booth. He sells pictures of the light beings, which he can then infuse with source energy for you personally, so that the pictures really are healing instruments for you. And, of course, the most important thing, the highlight, is that Ron sets up a booth that is a healing chamber where you go in and receive source energy healing for 10-minute periods. And it's really a wonderful experience. And they have a website. It's a big expo. So you go to New Life Expo, and you'll get all the details there. Do you have any information, Ron, about what talks you're giving or when or any other details about that yet?
Not too much. We have it on the website, so...
Okay.
It'll be just another event that we go to. That'll be wonderful. And talks kind of are geared and catered to the people that are actually in the audience. So I try to cover most of what I have printed out. Sometimes the people need to have a little more, maybe tutoring or something, so we have to kind of change the format sometimes. But I'll probably be making everybody real, so if you want to come by and this is your chance. Just come on the conference calls that we have weekly. So back to you.
Yes, on all the conference calls that Ron does, he always throughout, usually right at the beginning and again at the end, but sometimes even more than that, he makes us real, as he puts it. And that's basically making sure our spirits are in our bodies, right, Ron, and that we're fully present?
Yeah, that's correct, uh-huh.
I know it feels really good. So we got so many room requests tonight, we didn't get to them all. So just please send those in again for next Saturday if we didn't get to all the rooms that you chose. So, Ron, I was wondering if maybe we could do the same clearing that we did, or the same thing that we did last night when you put us in the present moment and we tried to read, or I don't know, something else that we could do like that shows can really illustrate, like last night did, how important it is to be in the moment and at peace?
Boy, let me see here.
Oh, and also I was wondering, do we need to or should we do some alien releasing? Are there any aliens listening tonight?
Yeah, there always are, so we could do that here.
Okay.
Be the best thing to do. So here we go, releasing these trapped aliens that are here. Maybe aliens, so I'll count to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay. Hopefully you're going to feel them leave you. Might feel a little bit lighter. Have your body have chills maybe, or different things can happen. But you know that they're gone when they're gone. So back to you.
Well, thank you, Ron. Did it feel like a lot of them left?
It does, yes. Uh-huh.
That's great. Okay, maybe we could do some samples of some healings, Ron. How about
let's do the oxygen one. That's a free one. So let's bring in an oxygen. What color would you like?
How about pink?
Okay, pink oxygen. Remember, we had to get different colors for the different types of oxygen, so that's why we have colors there to have a separation between them. So here we go, pink oxygen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here we go. Great.
Oh, yeah. That feels really good, Ron. Should we be doing any kind of special breathing or anything when we're doing those oxygen clearings?
Your body will probably do it automatically for you.
Do you think, I think I have noticed this, that it'll help us sort of breathe more deeply and calmly?
Yeah, very possibly, yes, uh-huh.
Great. Okay. Going over to, and would it be possible, we haven't talked about this in a long time, but I think it's one of those subtle things that affects a lot of people, abandonment, because you do have a whole life abandonment clearing. Would it be possible to do a sample of that, or is that kind of complicated?
Well, you have to think of a... Oh, boy. That's the time that you were abandoned. I can clear that. So here we go. Oh, boy. Your abandonment issue. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, let's see if that has helped you. Oh, back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Thank you. That was very nice. And hopefully, you know, people could think of what they wanted cleared on time. Okay. And okay, I'm just looking for some more emails here. You know what we also we haven't done, Ron, in a long time, and you have done this for us before, is maybe clearing addictions, something that people, you know, might be addicted to, like, I don't know, sugar or alcohol or whatever, just a little sample, maybe take away a little of that for people.
Okay, so think of an addiction that you might have, and we'll just see what happens here. So think of it now. In fact, if you have it, maybe it could be sugar, maybe you're smoking, so you might want to hold that particular addiction, if you have it, in your hand. So we'll wait about a minute. People can actually go out and get that in. So,
oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, that's a really great idea. And, yeah, I just wanted to say, too, that I'm so happy that a listener wrote in about that organization. Oh, that was it. That's the clearing. Organization affiliation. That you could clear the medical system and that kind of thing on. I think that's the clearing I was trying to think of the name of. That's a really good one. It's really good.
I'll do that right now, then we'll do the other one, okay?
Okay.
Oh, you have to think of a...
an organization
that you belong to or affiliated with or got, you know, born into. So here we go. Think of it now. We'll release the energy to help you out. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And now we'll do the other clearing here for your addiction. So hold the addictive energy in your hand. Okay, and here we go. Oh, stronger, releasing that from you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll see if you have any comments on that. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, yes, thank you. And we had a request from someone that you could for you to please remove a couple of orbs from us. And someone wrote in they really appreciate the abandonment sample.
Let's do an orb. What color orb would you like?
Well, they are requesting white or gray. Or how about
let's do both? White. Okay. Release on the white energy orbs. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And what other color?
Gray.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, there we go.
Okay. That was great. Do you want to do a couple more orbs, Ron? Different colors?
Yeah, we could. Yeah. What colors?
Pardon?
Yeah. What color would you like?
How about orange?
Okay, orange. Here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
How about blue?
Okay. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay?
Okay. Shall we do some more? Yellow.
Okay, yellow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Wow, this is feeling really, really good, Ron, surprisingly. I'm wondering if we need to explain to people really what these orbs are and what they're doing to us. Because I'm feeling like very, like they just are coming off my body or something. It's really wonderful.
Yeah, they just take your energy, you know.
And there's not really any way to protect ourselves from them, huh?
Nope, not really.
Oh. Okay, well, how about it? Green.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Purple.
And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Okay. And let's see here. We have an email coming in. Oh. Bowl of gummy bears, someone wrote in. I usually snack on them every day. Now I have no desire for them. Maybe I will give them to my handler. Thank you, Ron, for the release. So that's the same person that wrote in about their handler earlier.
That's cool. Okay.
Yeah. I have a present for you. Okay.
Oh, it's, I think we could do one of the a different oxygen color.
Okay.
So we'll see what that looks like, okay?
That'd be great. Okay, you want me to give you a color?
Yep. Go ahead.
Brown.
Brown. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
How about gold oxygen?
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Oof, how about silver?
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, okay.
Wow, Ron, that's great. Okay, well, we're past the hour. If you want to just finish up, anything else you'd like to share with us, and then do the mind to heart drop.
We'll just do the mind to heart drop. So here we go, everybody. Out loud, naturally. So you need to say it out loud for it to work. So here we go. Going to start it off with, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And now we're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards to facilitate that. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great. Okay, everybody. So, blessings. Thank you, Anne, for being a co-host. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, listeners. So, later, everybody. Blessings.